So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Please don't forget to check out the link in my description. If you are interested in starting your own podcast, please use my link in my link tree. Also, I do have a Patreon and other social media that you can follow me on. Thank you so much.
Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, The Vampire Book Club. In today's episode, I have my friends with me. We're going to be discussing Vampire Diaries Season 4. I have Janiqua and Erin with me, if you guys want to say hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
We're talking about Season 4 today. What did you guys think of Season 4?
I love Season 4.
So somehow we were having too much fun talking about this show and excited about other parts that we completely skipped over the first episode that really sets up this whole season. So I'm just going to cover that by myself real quick. In the first episode of the season, Elena wakes up as a vampire and she is struggling with the decision to turn or not. Stefan's giving her hope that she can still be human. He's working with Bonnie. So she's waiting to feed. And then we have, so in season three, at the end of season three, Alaric outs Tyler and Caroline and Liz and Carol Lockwood to the council. The council is on a hunt for Caroline and Tyler. They're like fugitives on the run. He's going to pack stuff, and then all of a sudden he dies. So she thinks he's dead, and she was supposed to be gone, but she's not gone. She's walking out of the house as Liz is calling her, and she gets caught. And then we see that Rebecca's also caught. So now Carol Lockwood is really nervous and she starts blowing up Tyler's phone. And Klaus is stuck in Tyler's body because Bonnie and him did a spell. And she's like this incessant woman. And she finally picks up his phone call and she goes, "I was so worried you were with Caroline." And he's like, "What happened to Caroline? My baby." Carol fills him in and he goes and saves Caroline. And he says to Rebecca in there, she's like, "What about me?" He's like, "Keep him busy, little sister." And that's when Rebecca realizes that obviously this is Klaus. And she's super jealous at this point. He's definitely always been attracted to strong women, strong, intelligent women. And the Founder Council also has Stefan and Elena. Elena is in the house. At this point, she's still in transition. And she is still able to go into houses without an invitation. She starts to get like overstimulated or something because she runs out of the house while she's in transition. And she's like, "I don't know what to do. I think she really wants blood." And she's trying to fight that. But eventually they figure out, like, hey, something's up with her. They think she's a vampire. And then Rebecca's like, "Hey, didn't I kill you?" And then she starts to figure out. And that's when you see Elena tell Stefan, like, that he, when she was on the bridge, she was coming back for him. She chose him. And they're sitting in these cells separated from each other and they can't see each other. And he's just, like, super excited that she chose him. And then Rebecca's like, "I love the sick fool," and she's just like, "Okay, I'm gonna help." And Stefan and Rebecca basically like kill this guy that's working there so Elena can get blood before she dies and doesn't complete the transition. And that's when Damon and Matt figure out like where they are. Matt kind of figures it out, and then the town council blows up after they all get free. The whole farmhouse blows up because the pastor sets it up that way to kill 12 people for the expression triangle. So I think that's all that I missed. So we're going to get back to the podcast with my friends and what they had to say about season 4. Hope you enjoy.
She becomes a vampire and, you know, Stefan's like, you got to do this, you got to do this. And she's sired to Damon, and they freaking fall in love, and it's her and Damon, and it's freaking awesome.
Is it weird that season four is like where it starts to go
down
for me?
No, but season three and four are my favorite. Season five is where it starts to go down for me. Season five sucks, and I think it's because they're doing too much and they didn't really know what to do. But season four, I absolutely love.
I think it's because it, like, I don't love the Delana aspect. And I think that's where I start to, like, want to jump ship.
Oh, my God, no!
I know that you don't like Delana. But I think that, honestly, this, I didn't like Delana, like, how they did it, Delana, in this season, honestly, because of the Sire Bond. And I know that it ends up not being the Sire Bond. But it was just not... I didn't, like, if they were going to do it, they should have never had her choose Stefan for, like, five episodes.
Yes. I would agree with that.
But that was just who she was, because she was still feeling loyalty towards him, and that was just who she was. And there was still a bond, but the feelings were real, because that's why she was throwing up on a blood bag. Yeah, they broke the bond when she turned it off.
Yes.
Her humanity.
This whole season is really about finding a cure, and that there is a cure for vampirism and a way for Elena to find, to get her happiness, and which is all the show is really about, honestly.
So let's talk about the aspect of her and Stefan and Damon at the beginning of the season, because, you know, Stefan's trying to guide her and get her on, like, squirrels and shit. And, you know, and she's just like, oh, yeah, sure. And Damon's just like, do what you want. Be a vampire. Be you. And there was a scene when they go to the college, and the two of them, it was just like, he was just, she felt like she could be, like, whatever she wanted, even though she kind of felt a little bit guilty for it. And Damon allowed her to, she's a vampire now. He allowed her to be a vampire. And, you know, Stefan just kept being like, no, we have to control you and all this shit. And that's half the reason I love them together.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I love that he is like, you are my, like, I don't care how he is, brother. If we're looking for this cure, I'm doing this for you. And, like, I like Elena either way, whether she's this or that. And I really do like the scenes, though, like, when they're feeding and, like, with the, like, vampire blood. That's kind of what Damon does anyways, but it's, like, I just don't like that it came from the Sire Bond. I wish it didn't come from the Sire Bond, whether those feelings ended up being real after it was broken. Like, how do you know it didn't influence? It influenced literally everything she did. So it was, like, crazy.
Yeah, and I'll say, like, so I get Damon liking her human, vampire, whatever, but Stefan caring about, it almost reminds me of, like, Twilight, when Edward is so concerned with, like, Bella's soul. Like, that's why he doesn't want her to become a vampire and, like, doesn't want her to, like, murder someone or do anything like that. Like, for me, it's like Stefan is worried about if she does become human again, like, so now you've killed someone. Like, how do you feel that you've done that? I don't know. I feel like Stefan just cared more about her spiritually.
Yeah.
Versus Damon, who's like, live in the moment.
He did.
I mean, he was definitely trying to protect her. Like, I get that. But she was just also going through this big change. And, you know, when you're a vampire, everything's heightened and all these things. And he was just trying to protect her. He was being overprotective of her, I feel, and it just, like, was a little too much for her, and she was having a hard time, and he wasn't able to see that she was having a hard time.
Yeah, she wasn't even comfortable really going to him to talk about, like, how she was feeling with the feeding, and she had to go to Damon's back to help her feed, and even he couldn't help her. And when Damon feeds her his blood and tells Stefan, and then just punches him in the face, it's great. Stefan's like, Damon's like, what's that for? He's like, you know what? Boom.
Yeah, but that was a hot scene. It was like, all right.
Very, very hot. Yeah, I really like, I like a lot of things in this season. This is one of my favorite seasons for me. I like that whole vampire hunter thing, the five.
That was really cool. I always enjoyed that. I liked that.
What makes it so cool, I guess?
Well, I know for me, I just love like a really good like backstory and the history of all of that. And then it was just like this big mystery they were trying to solve. And I just thought I found the whole plot line of the hunters like really
I like
cool.
them too. I love a good backstory as well. And I love that it was Rebecca's backstory. And that's how you find out about Klaus's daggers and like how he knows that they don't work on him because they were used on him by these guys. And that's where that comes into play. I like that, how they brought it all around. And how like it's they need a cure all of a sudden when Elena needs to be cured of vampire, like a werewolf bite thing. It was just wild, though. That Professor Shane guy, weird.
Yeah, no, really weird.
How come things suddenly pop up when Elena needs it and they couldn't have popped up earlier when other characters needed it?
100%. I was wondering.
They got to save Elena.
But honestly, so I'm realizing that this is Stefan's story. But, like, I think it's a story about Elena because she wanted to be a writer. So, like, it starts out, I'm a vampire, this is my story, and then it ends with him dying. But I think that's why it was so Elena-centric, was because he, like, wanted to write a story for her because she was wanted to be a writer and then didn't. And then that sticks out with me a lot. I know I keep bringing it up.
I agree. No, I agree because and you've said it before, and a lot of people say that, like, oh, this is his, like, journal and everything, but it seems more of a story from his point of view about her because it goes to, like, the end of her life, and then that last season, you know, just kind of wraps everything up, and then he goes, so it really does seem like it's his story to tell, but it's about the girl that he loved.
Then I feel like we needed more Catherine because he loved both of them. Even though Damon loved Catherine more, but still.
I love that Catherine got turned into a human.
At the end of the season? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that she ended up getting the cure.
And then Jeremy becomes a hunter and they have to get this map. I love that too. I know I'm like going on a different, I'm just like trying to stay a little bit in order if possible, but it's cool if we don't.
Well, it's good that they finally did something with Jeremy. Like, I feel like his character, just all the stuff about him was so unimportant up until then.
Yeah. He's just Elena's little brother.
Yeah. They had to give him like a good storyline and make him important to the story. Otherwise, he could just be killed off.
Yeah, totally.
Which he was. And then
95 times, like everybody else.
He was.
All right, so we got the five. I like how, like, nobody trusts Stefan because he's, like, being shady and shit. But, like, it's really just to, like, help Elena and do all things Elena. So what?
Yeah, but they know he's doing it, that he's doing shit with Klaus, so they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Which I don't blame them, I don't.
I felt bad for Rebecca, though, because he really screwed her over. And poor Rebecca just got, like, betrayed again.
Dude, every time, this poor girl. And I love when Stefan doesn't, like, when they finally are, like, they're gonna dagger Rebecca and get the dagger from Rebecca, like, and he doesn't dagger her. He doesn't have Matt do it. He's just like, you know what? I'm going to work with her. And it was just good. I don't know. I like how how you start seeing Elena be different and like enjoy life and like how Stefan keeps turning to Caroline. This is when they wanted to get Caroline and Stefan together and they just didn't until it was too late. I feel like Stefan and Caroline had an amazing friendship at this point. And then they ruined it later on.
Yeah, but if they would have gotten together, like, this early, it would have been really, like, would Elena have cared?
Like, I mean, she's with his fucking brother.
Yeah, but yeah. You know how people are? Like, I want you, but I don't want you to be with anyone else either, like.
But I mean, Caroline, first of all, had her own shit going on. She was like Tyler and Klaus deep at this point.
Oh, Klaus, yeah.
Klaus is trading hybrid heads for fucking dates with her. And that's what I love. I love everything about them. And I always will. They're like my, they're definitely my Roman Empire.
Okay, so, you know, Jeremy has his map. They're on the island. And, you know, they find out that there's only one cure. And Rebecca's like, fuck you guys, I'm getting it first. And then Bonnie and Shane and Jeremy are in the caves. And then they realize that, you know, that Silas was controlling him, like, the whole time. And he creeped me out, but then like at the end I was like, oh, you know, I feel really bad for him because he just wanted his wife and his kid back.
It makes sense. I do feel bad for him, but like at some level that's like, it was still creepy because like you didn't let go of what you should have let go. And I get that you're holding on to hope, but you're like literally manipulating a bunch of people's lives right now to get what you want. Gross.
I did feel bad for Caroline when she like killed the 12 witches without even meaning to, and she's like,
oh, she meant,
oh
to,
my god,
she meant to. I love that whole scene. I think we're getting a little ahead of it though. That's like towards the end of the season, but
okay.
I'm sorry, I'm
like 3 seasons past season 4 right now. So I'm like trying to pull things from my head right now.
Just thinking. I get it. I hear you. I just wanted to talk about the tattoos for a second and how like the tattoo was visible on the first, like the when he killed all 5, and like why we think maybe it's not visible anymore. If it's because they all died, would it have happened like if just one died?
Interesting theory. Or we could also say the writers forgot.
Well, I know. They definitely, I think this was written there on purpose because Klaus, like, she's like, where's the bloody tattoos? Like, they made it very clear that these tattoos were invisible and only Jeremy could see it. That's why, because he was a potential. So they were trying to hide something. They didn't want it to be as known, or is it because it wasn't completed anymore?
I think it's because it wasn't completed.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most likely answer. Like, it reset when they all died and it wasn't real completed and nobody knew what the hell they were doing because they weren't, like, told what they were doing this time around. That guy is reckless, though. Shooting Tyler in the middle of a friggin' funeral.
Yeah, he was crazy.
But that's what happens. And then Stefan gets a little demon. Like, he starts, like, manipulating people and using, like, Jeremy to get this cured. And, like, he wants Elena to choose him still.
Yeah.
And...
but, you know... how come when other characters are crazy reckless, we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that. But like, if it was Klaus, we'd be like, yeah. Yeah.
Because we don't know that guy. And he ain't Klaus.
When Klaus does like crazy reckless things, we're like, yep.
Okay, Damon, yep. Uh-huh. I love when Klaus is like, so what time should I pick you up for a date tomorrow? And she's like, 9:45. He's like, you promised me a date for one of my hybrids. And she's just like, yeah, a date, like 3 seats in between us, a movie where we don't have to speak. It's so funny.
I wonder, is a movie boring to a vampire?
I mean, they all talk about watching them and how they used to watch them differently. So probably not. Who knows, though, for real.
I didn't like, okay, so when Elena became a vampire in this season and she gets the like streak of color in her hair and she's like all badass, I don't know, something about it is just like off. Yes, like why is she so good at playing badass Catherine, but like playing badass Elena comes off as so unnatural?
I think she's just that good of an actress that she's trying to be Elena, not Catherine.
She must be great because it's like, I cannot stand like humanity off vampire Elena.
I know. I love when Rebecca says that too. also, like, I like that.
So well, Matt, because.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, because Catherine is Catherine. Catherine's bad. It's just, that's who she is. But Elena, we know that's not who Elena is. So she portrayed that very well when, you know, her humanity got turned off, because being bad, being, you know, not having humanity is not who Elena is and not who her character is. So I think she probably played that way on purpose. So it just, it was, I think it was supposed to seem off.
No, I definitely agree. I definitely think that. Sorry.
So we're going to put her up there with the likes of James McAvoy when it comes to playing different characters in one movie.
I don't know who that is, actually. I thought I did for a second, and then I'm like, I don't think I do.
Oh, my God. X-Men Split.
Oh, I did. Okay. I'm sorry. So it's weird. Like, so this is where we meet Haley this season, and where she, like... She's working with this Professor Shane guy. We got the hunter from this guy knows about everything about everyone. And then Matt Donovan links him to talking to the pastor the day that he blows up the farmhouse or whatever and kills 12 people. And then we have Haley helping Tyler unsire all these werewolves. And we think, like, they're just trying to set him free. There's, like, a witch coming to help him. They're all going to be free and take down Klaus. And Haley's got her own agenda. She's working with him. And, like,
and I love getting knocked up.
Yeah, not yet. She does, though. She does. She does in the season, actually. And I love it.
Well, it's not even in the show. She technically, it comes out that she's knocked up in the originals. Oh, okay, I couldn't remember. Okay, it was in the... Okay, never mind.
It starts out... They tell you... That's why they tell you this story, first of all. Like, they tell you... They show you the pilot of the originals in this show because they want more people to be into it. They want a way for them to leave where it makes sense. And they want, like... That's why I think at least they included it. And then they wanted to, like... Because the pregnancy is announced first on the originals. Like, the episode, the originals, 420.
Yeah.
And then they basically have the same episode, but they don't include, like, Klaus talking to Caroline, like, on the phone. And, like, certain things that you don't really need to see. And they add in other parts explaining, like, compulsion instead.
Yeah.
The guy who played Professor Shane, like, he's really, really creepy. Like, in a good, like, he's a good actor at playing, like, he has a mischievous thing behind him. For some reason, as soon as he comes on screen, like, there's nothing about him that you trust.
Yeah, and I think he's just a really good actor, because I think I've seen him in, like, a comedy or a sitcom or something like that, where he's just, you know, he's just really, really good at what he does.
Yeah, I've seen him, like, in some other stuff too.
Yeah, but in this role, he was like, "You're creepy. What are you doing?" And, like, I feel at first you're like, is he bad? Is he good? And then when it starts coming out, you're like, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely... He gives you, like, weird vibes from the beginning, though.
Yeah, but I... You know, it was one of those things where it was like, are you a good guy doing shit to, like, help people? Or are you... Like, what's going on? And then it's like, okay, you've lost your damn mind.
And, like, just, like, they break up and it's like... I'm sorry, I'm skipping all over the place right now. Stefan and Elena break up, and it's like Stefan is the one who, like, initiates it. He's like, I can't do this anymore, it's over. But it's like, and I feel like they do that for some reason to make it, like, less, like, portrayal-y, but, like, it shouldn't have been like that. I don't know. I just, like, thought of that. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry.
So I get what you're saying, but I don't know, like, I guess that's a way to make the audience kind of not hate Elena for going to...
You can't make the audience not hate Elena.
True, but, like, how... It's super hard to make someone not hate something like that.
Yeah, but I like that they have sex in that episode.
And that, like, I think they played it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I think they played that to who their characters are really well, because Elena wouldn't have ever cheated on him. That kind of thing. She even says that later on. And Stefan being who he is wasn't going to stand in her way. And he was just like, I'm just going to remove myself from this. You know,
but he's never making you happy,
you know.
And that's what bothers me.
He does. I feel he does. For him.
He doesn't. I don't care what you say. He never gets over her. Even when he's married to Caroline, okay. He sacrifices himself that day for Elena and Damon's happiness.
No, because he'll always, like, love her and everything. But even, I think it was towards the end of season 6 when him and Caroline are, like, talking about their feelings and everything. Elena was, you know, one of the loves of my life, or blah, 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 blah. But I love her even more because she saw my brother and, you know, loved him anyways. And I forget the exact wording that he used, but he did get over her. He still loved her, but he wasn't pining for her since season 4.
I don't think Caroline deserved him, but we're not going to talk about that. That's way later in the future. I love Klaus and Caroline's date. I was so happy we got it. Super happy we got it. It was like everything. And I love that, like, Haley, like, they're breaking it, and Haley, I love how he just starts calling Haley Little Wolf, like, from the beginning. It means so much more now that they have a baby together.
I do too. I think it kind of also gives you a little hope that, like, maybe they'll get together.
A little hope?
Like, oh yeah, there you go.
There you go.
It's something that they have some chemistry too. Like, before you ever learn about her and Elijah, like, I think Klaus and Haley have.
They have really great, cute moments, and I do love a lot of their moments, but, like, Elijah is where it's at. But yes, I agree.
Yeah. Elijah and Haley, like, Klaus and Haley had, you know, their chemistry and everything, but Elijah and Haley, that's for those two, I feel like that's end game for those two.
Poor but we don't really Elijah. We don't see them interact in this show.
No, I look. No, I we don't. Go back like 100 times to make sure, but like, no, we don't. Also, we get introduced to April, who's running in Miss Mystic Falls and wins it. And Jeremy's gone, and Elena's just doing whatever Damon says. And then they have sex, and it's really hot sex, but it's ruined because like Caroline's figuring out about the Sire Bond, and Damon's just like, I don't know. I like Damon's like. When they finally do it and they go to New Orleans, I didn't expect them to like their spinoff, like them to go to New Orleans for Damon and Stefan. It's weird that both them, they live there and Klaus live there.
I was just going to bring that up, about them going to New Orleans because Damon had, sired the crazy girl that was counting the bricks for how many years?
Oh my God. Like since the 50s. So like 80, 70, 70 something years, right? At that time? Long time. Yeah, that's I like that there was like they bring expression, and then you see that like that lady who tricked Damon into breaking the Sire Bond was tricking him into killing 12 people so he could do expression. And then you see that he's Professor Shane, Professor Shady Pants, is teaching Bonnie expression. Thank you, Damon, for all your nicknames.
I feel like Bonnie is so easy. To get not tricked, but like she's so susceptible to things, and it's probably because of all her unrecognized trauma. But I feel like she gets sucked in very easily.
It could be, but I also think that Bonnie just will do anything for the people that she loves. So when there's an option to do that, I think she goes for it. But I think that she easily got involved with him is because her magic was not working for her. And I think she was desperate to get that back to help people, because honestly, they've all, you know, maybe not purposely, but they all like, oh yeah, Bonnie, we need you for this. But otherwise, you know, when else are they calling on Bonnie? When else are they calling on Bonnie when they don't need anything? They don't.
This is like the first time. It's season four. This is like the first time you see Bonnie's house, and it's because you need Bonnie to come, because Bonnie's being stuck in her house because of, like, Bonnie's being stuck in her house because of her parents, who won't let her out, but they need to trap Klaus in the house because they kill Cole. And they're going to find the cure. Cole gets killed by Jared, which is like crazy to me that like a little vampire hunter and a fucking little new ass baby vampire are able to fucking take down an original vampire. It doesn't
matter. Well, I mean, that's the point of he's like a hunter. He's not just like him anymore. He's got this new strength. And
it's like crazy to me that it's just even Finn, like Finn shouldn't have been killed easily. That wasn't even by a vampire hunter.
So Cole was an original, but he was never made to be like as powerful as you see like Klaus and Elijah and even Rebecca. He was, I feel like he was the dumb one.
I feel like he was made to be powerful. However, Klaus was the most powerful because of his werewolf side. And the rest of them were equal.
So I feel like Cole was like kind of like Klaus, and I feel like he tried to almost be like Klaus. But I think, I don't know if this makes any sense, but that he was way more reactive than Klaus. Like, yeah, Klaus like kills people and stuff, but Klaus is also really smart. And I don't really feel like Cole had those smarts, but Klaus experienced a lot more life than Cole did.
Well, because that was Klaus's choice to dagger his siblings. But anyways, I think that Cole is very like, I think that he is not exactly, because he has a side to him that is very smart. He takes down Klaus later with a dagger that he's been working on forever. And he likes thrills. I think he's very chaotic. He was a younger sibling. He was younger than Klaus. So I think you see his chaos come out. And I think that you see him really trying to like, he just is looking for thrills. And they explain later that it's because of magic, that he was the only one who really tapped into his magic, and that was a thrill for him. And then he looked for thrills in other places and didn't get it.
So I do feel like that's one of the things with Cole, is I think that's kind of what we see, is we don't see with Cole, you don't see like that grown man. I feel like I'm looking at a teenager who can't control his emotions that well. Yeah,
I
can see that.
I don't think he wants to control his emotions. I think he's just here for the thrills. He's a vampire. He revels in it. I think him and Damon were actually supposed to have a backstory, and I really wanted them. I really wanted more, because it makes sense, because they're both a lot like that, rebellious and crazy. And but Cole is immediately freaked out by Silas. The second he hears Silas, he's like, nope, I ran with witches. I'm all set. We ain't doing this. I love when Rebecca takes them all and puts that like and has them in the school and starts compelling troops and shit, and I'm like, oh my god. And April, where the like, April's in this episode too, this random bitch who's in onesies and they never explain what happens to her.
What was the point of her? Like, I get it, like,
to have, know, another Miss Mystic like calls is what I think.
Like, I get that her dad was, like, a part of that, but just what was, like, she came in, like, all, like, you know, sad and, you know, screwed up, and then, you know, Rebecca uses her, the hunter uses her, like, she just, it's almost like they just put her in there so she could be a pawn on,
probably,
in the show.
I mean, it makes sense. But I think they wanted to like have a Mystic Falls, and they needed a character to like give us so we would that didn't already run and like was old, wasn't too old to do it. And I also think they needed her for like other things too. Like you said, just using it. Like she calls, Elena like admits that Jeremy's dead when she calls. She really didn't have much of a purpose, I don't think. I don't know.
As many characters on the show.
Yeah, true. Like Matt, but he stays. He stays for a real long time.
And Rebecca trying to be all like nice to Matt and butter him up. And
yeah. She's like, he's off limits. I call dibs. Poor Rebecca. Just getting stabbed left and right from Stefan, fucking everybody. Klaus, fucking everybody. Elena.
Which makes her ending even sweeter.
Yeah, I'm glad she got a happy ending.
But, you know, I feel like she was probably attracted to Matt just because.
Yeah, she wanted the good things. That's why she was. And she's like really one of the very few people that go well with Matt, because Matt's like a wet, fucking dry, fucking something.
And I loved her and Matt. Like,
she makes it interesting.
You know, I'm not Matt. Yeah, I'm not like totally into Matt. Like, you know, it kind of annoys me. But like those two, I mean, it goes back to my thing. Like, I think the bad guy should be with the good girl and the bad girl should be with the good guy. And I think it just works. The opposites just play off each other really well.
I guess for the most part. But honestly, Marcel and Rebecca is where it's at for me.
And then it was, you know, also, you know, she just wanted someone to like be in love with her. And, you know, I think, you know, Matt was never like in love with her, but I think Matt had, you know, kind of gave her a little bit of what she had been looking for.
Yeah. And I love how, like, when Cole compels Damon to kill Jeremy so they don't wake up Silas, I love how Damon's in the prison or whatever. Not prison. He's, like, in a cell somewhere in their house. And Klaus comes to watch him. And he's just like, I'm sorry, I'm just obsessed with Klaus and Caroline. I think everything that I'm going to say is just going to come back to them. This is a really good season for them. And like, because he just killed Carol after he killed all his hybrids. And like, that was crazy, honestly. What do you guys think about like that?
That was insane. Well, I mean, Klaus does not deal with betrayal well. He wanted all his hybrids. But if they were gonna like not be side to him and listen to him and not be the army and the family that he wanted, then he's like, well, fuck you guys.
Tyler has a real reason to hate him now.
Yeah, for real. I mean, he definitely already did. He was like hating, he was like trying to pick up his girl and shit. But yeah, now you killed my mama.
Now we understand the beef.
It's
like though, you know, like those things where it's like one side is, or like two people are kind of going at each other and they sort of like escalate the beef. And so it just gets to a point where you just did way too much. And so now you can't take it back. Like that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
But I like how like both Stefan and Rebecca, I actually kind of like them together. And I like how they're like, how they both like want to be human and they just want the human experience. I think that's really cute.
But I feel like the average viewer cannot relate.
The average what?
Viewer.
Yeah, you think? I like him a lot.
Like, well, I mean, like relate in the sense of, okay, so if we are watching a show like this, it's because like we love vampires. And so like, we don't want to be human. We don't want to think about people.
I see.
We're not coveting humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, for us, it's like, snap out.
Yeah, totally. I can see that. But I like it. I do like it. Because especially, like, they both... Well, especially because she didn't get the choice. Like, she didn't get a choice to, like, not become a vampire. It was forced upon her. So that's, like, kind of why I like it for her. Stefan made his own choice. It was an accident, but he made it.
Okay, but then So Rebecca would have rather have died like back in Viking times and never have seen all, like, she's so ungrateful to me. Like, look at all you've got to experience.
I know. She even, like, even in Legacy, she comes back and she, Daemon's human still, not her. But I think that, I mean, it's cool, but if that's not the life you chose, like, she didn't get to have her own babies. She wanted that. And that must be hard for people who can't. And I would never wish that upon anybody. And that got handed to her.
Yeah, she just wanted to fall in love and have a family and die and never got it.
But I like that whole like 80s thing where they talk and like Lexi comes back and the bit. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm getting ahead of myself again. But I like when Rebecca's compelling like the secrets out of them and he's like, oh, like what's happening here? Did I miss something? She's like, tell me right now. And he's just like, Daemon slept with Elena. And then Caroline's like, fuck, why'd you say, like, fuck, now I'm... And Elena's like, you told him? And then...
That was actually really fun.
Yeah, I liked that episode a lot. It was really, it was definitely, like, Breakfast Club-y. They were doing a lot of 80s things in this season. A lot of 80s references. The dance was 80s. Like, there was just just a lot of things. I can't think of the other things. I wrote them down somewhere. Like, the corsages and the, like, the koala thing. It wasn't a corsage. It was just, I know it was an 80s-themed dance, but there was other references at some other point that I can't think of. But whatever. My favorite episode is when they're looking for the cure and like Klaus bites Caroline. That was certainly worth the calories. And he just like looks at her. She looks at him like, get me away from him. I want to see him. And his heart like breaks a little bit inside. He's like, Tyler was getting, they celebrate Klaus's death way too soon, way too much. And like,
way too much.
They did that last season. Like, and then they did it again now. And it's like, dude, he's 1,000 years old for a reason. Let's not jump the gun here.
They're like, I don't know why they keep underestimating this man.
Yeah, me neither. I really don't understand. Because he's a savage and he's earned it. And everybody that's ever even heard of him knows he's a savage.
Right. But, you know, they'll just keep being stupid.
And I hate how Elena's, like, so mad at Rebecca for no reason. And, like, because she slept with fucking Stefan. And it's like, bitch, you're fucking his brother.
Right. Like, see, that's what I was saying about if Caroline and Stefan had gotten together so soon. Like, she would have been the exact same way to Caroline.
Well, it was about whatchamacallit treated her, is what she says.
Yeah.
And then Rebecca's like, Rebecca saves Elena's life and is like, yo, like, you guys forget that this bitch came after not one, but two of my brothers. And you guys would have done the same thing. You would have killed somebody to save your family, too. So don't sit here and act like you're better than me, bitches. And I'm like, yeah, tell them.
If it were me, I would just give Elena to the wolves.
She saved her. And she's like, if you're going to die, it might as well be epic. And I'm just like, wow, she does have a heart. Well, of course she does. Like, she's Rebecca, but I just love that whole episode, and I love how she's like, why is Elena even here? And then she's like, well, she doesn't have anything. She's like, Daemon's like, what about me? She's like, you have a great behind. That gets me every time. And I like that, like, so when Caroline gets bit, Cuz is just like, so Tyler's like, do you trust me? Like, I'm going to do something. I need you to trust me. I know this is going to save you. Because he begs for him to do it. And Klaus is like, no, this is what you want me to do. And he's like, sorry. And first of all, he puts him there, like, past the boundary line. And somehow she ends up on the couch in the next scene. I never understand.
Because they forgot about continuity.
Yeah, they forgot about something. Like, he couldn't reach through the boundary to get her unless she rolled over and then he, like, helped her. I don't know. Why would she be next to him? But whatever. And then he's like, don't take it personal, love. You're because just glad.
At that point, she was already. At that point, it was like,
what do you
too
mean?
Late. Well, because he bit her. If I'm right, he's the one who bit her, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, he bit her, but yeah, Tyler leaves her there. So Tyler leaves her outside of the boundary line of where Bonnie's spell is, and then she ends up on the couch inside the boundary line somehow.
Well, because he already bit her. There isn't anything like what worse is Klaus gonna do?
No, that's not what I meant. I meant she didn't want to be near him. She could barely move. She was like dying. And Klaus couldn't get over there to help her. So I'm just confused on how she got on the couch.
Well, because she could move. It was just really hard.
And then I guess, but it's just, it bothers me. I don't know. I've watched that scene way too many times where Klaus is just like, he's like, it's nothing personal, love. You're just collateral damage. And she's like, no, you're hurt. Like, I know you're capable of loving, and anybody who's capable of love is capable of being saved. And he's like, how could you possibly think that? And she's just like,
saw through to him so well. And then a couple episodes like that, he's just like, hey, Caroline, you might notice I'm not trying that hard to go after, you know, a Tyler.
I know. And her prom, how he like, I love him in her.
And then later when he was just like, he can come back and he may be your first love, but I plan to be your last. Then when Klaus is like, hey, Tyler can come back, I'll leave him alone, but he may be your very first love, but I plan to be your last. About how when Klaus is like, hey, Tyler can come back, he's your first love, but I plan to be your last.
Yeah, I love that. Like, that's there's so many moments leading up to that I really love too. That like with them, like this day, like because he lets her.
They had a lot of good moments in season four.
They did, and I like how she's like, show me then, because he's like, first of all, nobody asked Caroline if she fucking wants to take the cure, not one person, and now Caroline's like, there's only one dose, like I'm not gonna be able to take it anyways, like so many other people will get it before me, and he's like, but would you? You're strong. You like the girl you are now, and I'm just like. You're right. And then he's like, we're a lot alike. And she's like, if we're alike, show me the compassion I would show you. Don't. And then he's like, I'll show you mercy for Tyler. I'll give him a head start. And it's cute. And I love every minute of it. And he's like, I've done enough for you, bitch. But then Catherine, that bitch, she's working with the fucking hunters somehow, not getting killed by them. Trying to get, like, Silas immortality. And she ends up, like, you think it's, like, Elena and it's fucking Catherine.
Yeah, that was like, oh, fuck.
Kills Jeremy.
We should go back and count how many times Jeremy dies.
I know. I want to do an episode how much Jeremy and Bonnie both die, honestly. Because they both die.
No, so he gets killed. Bonnie gets left behind on the island. No one can find Bonnie for a while. And Elena's like, no, he's gonna wake up. Blah, 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 blah. The ring. He has the ring on.
Dude, that kills
But he's now a supernatural being, so the ring doesn't work on him anymore.
I know. She's just in denial and she's like trying to hold on to it. And it's so fucking good when she starts having a melt. She's like, no, he's not dead. And Caroline, when Stefan walks in the house of Jeremy, Caroline's like, oh my God. Like, her face is like, fuck.
Well, yeah, they're vampires. They can smell it. So, like, she knew, but she was in
denial.
She was in denial. And then, so, Bonnie comes back, and she's like, hey, yeah, I'm going to save everyone, and we're just going to kill these people, and then everyone else will come back, and it'll be all good.
And I'm just like...
And then, you know, well, Elena's like, yeah,
She's crazy.
Yeah. And then Elena's like, yeah, no, I want my brother, but no. And then she's like, I'm going to set this place on fire. And then she has a breakdown. Damon tells her to turn it off. She turns it off, and they set the whole fucking house on fire.
That whole breakdown, that whole episode, honestly, was her acting was so fucking good. She's just, like, so...
Yeah.
I felt everything that she was feeling. It was great. They say that, like, her grandfather actually died close to when she was filming that, so it was, like, kind of real for her, too. But I also just think
it was a really good scene. She's had a lot of loss throughout the show. And I think anyone that's been through any kind of grief, you could, like, see that. And you could almost feel, like, her heart just, like, ripping apart. And you could see the pain. Like, she played it really, really.
I know. And
I thought
that was great. Elena, you're scaring me. And it's just, like, she was feeling the feels, and you could tell she was not okay. And Damon's just like, turn it off. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You could have done anything to help her. And these are the words you choose? What you would do for yourself?
No, but y'all loved Elena.
It's just what makes sense. I don't love Elena, but like they're it. They're who they should be. I like Stephanie. Yeah. I like Elena.
He made her turn it off. But also, then he she says was, Stefan, what else was he supposed to do?
Because Stefan questions him. And Stefan, he says, like, it was her brother. Like, I couldn't, like, if it, like, and I'm just like, oh my God, they're like wondering, like, thinking about if it was them. Like, because he's like, it was her brother. There was nothing that I would have made a difference about. That was her brother. And he's saying it to Stefan. And they're just like looking at each other with love in their eyes. Like, I'm so glad it wasn't you, baby. And it was cute.
I'm so glad it wasn't you, baby.
But yeah. But then her house is gone, okay. And she has nothing to come back to, and she's a fucking vampire without her community on. And then we see him in the next episode, and it's like it's called Bring It On, and it has like a lot of cheerleading, like has a lot of feels from that movie as well.
So they're at the you know, they're doing the cheerleading thing. Elena sees a bow that she really likes, goes and eats the cheerleader, takes her bow and compels her, and then she's wearing a scarf. And Caroline's like, what the hell did you do?
And then she just drops Caroline, like in the middle of a fucking routine, on purpose, doesn't catch her.
Literally, just like backs away, doesn't even try to make look like an accident, just stands there like, whatever.
And then like, Rebecca's kind of trying to help Damon get the cure now. And like following leads. And then we see, because this is also the episode where Klaus saves Haley because she's running from Catherine. And then we see like this person, like at the end, like Damon is like, let me find out about Haley. Like they have sex and it's hot and like he has control issues. And he's like, oh, abandonment issues and bravado will be every time. We'll do it. I love when she's just like, you tell me you have control issues. I don't know. I'm all over the place, guys.
We all are.
But Rebecca brings the cure, and David, that vampire that he knew, and it was like a guy that was helping like with identities. He's like, it was too late for him. And he's like acting like he doesn't have information, but he knew what he was doing. He didn't want Rebecca to know what they were doing. And he kills his friend all to get the cure.
Man, if I was around during that time and I was making a vampire cure, I would sell it to the highest bidder, right? On the black
market. I'd be stealing my brother's blood all the time. I'm just kidding.
So I kind of love when, so they're, you know, looking for Catherine because, you know, Catherine took the cure. And Rebecca.
Well, she didn't take the cure Elena in this season. She didn't take the cure in this season until the very, very, very end.
No, like not taking the cure. Like she took the cure. Took the she cure. Stole it.
Never mind. Maddie. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
That's
my record.
I'm sorry. So Catherine has it, and they're looking for her. And when Rebecca and Elena find her, that episode, I feel like that was just like a good episode for the fact that you're like
New York episode too. Compelled. I just want to say something.
She compelled a whole town. Okay.
Just like Lexi and Damon's backstory. I liked that in the New York episode.
And then it was kind of cool to see her like just be like a vampire and let loose and not have to, you know, be careful about what she does. Yeah.
And then that's when Rebecca and like Rebecca and a lot like Elena realize they're being played, both of them, and they both work together and steal Damon's car, and that shit's funny. And then they fucking get there, and that shit's cool too with the compelling of the town.
Oh my god, it was so funny because Elena's like, "Oh, you know me?" She's like, "Catherine, of course I know you." And then Rebecca's like, "Where is Catherine? Who's Catherine?" And it was just like. And they're like, she fucking compelled the whole town to be her best friend and not tell anyone that she knows her. And then they finally find her and they're
thank
like,
goodness Elena keeping her in there.
Right?
Because they would have never found that bitch. That's why nobody else did. I like how they give Catherine's birthday. Everybody's got a June fucking birthday.
And the then we get... Small.
Lenny had a June birthday, most emotional cancer ever.
Who's a cancer?
If Elena had a June birthday and she was a cancer.
She is a June birthday and a cancer. She's June 22nd.
Oh, that's my mommy's birthday. Yep.
I think. Emotional. I'm almost positive. Now I want to like Google it.
Emotional.
But Catherine's birthday is June 5th, 1492. And like Stefan remembers that shit. And Damon's like, that's why you're the better boyfriend, brother. And then this is when we see like that Catherine's with Elijah and shit, and Elijah's like, no. And Elena's like, bitch, you got played just like all the other idiots.
Yeah, but I love that like Elijah was just like, you're not Catherine.
Yeah, he did know pretty quickly.
Yeah, because he really cared about Catherine, and he like, you know, he could
I really
just
liked them together too, Catherine and Elijah.
I did too. Because even though like Elijah's like an original, he's still like one of the good guys.
He's basically Stefan, but an original.
Yeah.
With a little bit more of a tortured past, I guess.
Like Elijah always wants to do the right thing, but he'll also do whatever the hell he has to do to fucking protect people and get done what it needs to, and I feel like Stefan has a little bit more of a hard time with that.
Also, when Caroline kills those 12 witches, I'm going backwards, and yes, he does have a harder time with that. But when Klaus kills those 12 witches, and he, like Caroline's so mad at him because of Elena, I mean, because of Tyler, like, not coming back and giving Matt the house in that episode, and I'm just like, why is she so mad? And she's just like, she's like, there's no allure to darkness. And she's trying so hard to fucking fight her feelings for him. And she's a lying bitch. And I just, on that note, that's all I had to say.
She's a lying bitch.
I just didn't want to forget about it because, like, I love that scene. I love that scene when he's like, you've never felt the attraction of somebody who is capable of bad things for some reason, cares about only you. And she's like, I did once when I thought he was worth it. And I'm like, you bitch. And then at the end, when he's burying all the witches that she kills, he's like, I know arithmetic's not your strong suit, but you just killed 12 witches. And then she's like, oh my God. And she realizes it. And he's like, why don't you go find somebody less terrible than me to console you? I'm just like, ooh, rough. And then he's like, this is where Silas is like here and like fucking with Bonnie. Taking over like Liz.
My God, I hate Silas. Like, I just hate that Silas looks like Stefan. It's Stefan's doppelganger.
Yeah. It's weird.
Well, because I don't find Stefan intimidating.
Yeah, but I think he plays bad well. I think he plays like, I think that he's a good actor too.
I mean, yes. But at the end of the day, does he look intimidating?
Neither does. I don't know.
He just does it. Like, yes, he can play bad. I've seen him play bad, but like his short stature just doesn't do it for me. Like, do I look at him as a menacing character?
No. Okay. Well, I didn't like that like Silas was like a doppelganger. It was just like too much.
Yeah.
The doppelganger storyline sucked. I really like the prom though. And how, like, first of all, Alina fucking steals Caroline's dress. Klaus gives her a new one. And then Elijah, like, Rebecca wants the cure, and Elijah's willing to give it to her, but Silas is still trying to get it. Actually, I think I'm skipping, because I think I'm skipping the part where, like, Silas comes after he buries the witches. Like, Klaus buries all those witches, Silas is there, and makes him think that he's stabbed with the White Oak Stake, but he's not. And then Caroline's like, first of all, Silas comes as Caroline. And then when Caroline finally does come, and she's like, why are you harassing me? And she's like, me harassing you, bitch? I have fucking 3 prom committees I'm on right now. 3 committees, and you're fucking calling me, stalking me. And then she, like, hurt. They get into a fight, and that's when he realized, like, he's like, you brought me back. You brought me back. And that's when they realize, like, this guy's no joke, I think. He's not fucking around. He tricked Klaus. And that's when, like, they get, and then, like, Elijah, I'm not Elijah.
Yeah, because they're like, he tricked Klaus.
What happens, the and fuck? That's when Caroline asks for the dress.
But don't you love that Klaus steps in to save the day, like always, for Caroline?
I know, every fucking time. Not only does he save the day right there in that moment, on the same episode, he also saves the day again when he fucking, when Tyler sneaks in and has, like, is invited into his own house before the party and is like, I don't know, it's just adorable and I just love them. And they should have been together forever. But
they really should have. This is a season that really, I think, showcased Klaus's humanity, what little there may be, but it really put him in a different spotlight. And, like, I think this is kind of where you start to fall in love with him. If you
I already season second I saw him
before you, the average.
He was just
yeah, but, like, all good he did was because, first of all, he cared about Caroline, and, you know, he has this thing with Stefan where he's like, love me, be my best friend.
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm sorry.
Oh, so where we're like, oh, we see, like, the humanity side of Klaus.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not because Klaus does things out of the kindness of his heart. Just, I think, Caroline and Stefan mean a lot to him.
For the people he cares about.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Because of Caroline and Stefan, I feel that that's why he did the things that he
did. Mostly because of Caroline, but, like, yeah, we're, like, in this instance, especially with Tyler, where Tyler is at the prom, he literally says, like, with this common goal of giving Caroline the best night of her life, like, our interest, like, I'm gonna give you a 5-second head start, and he's like, 1, 2, 3, and then Tyler's just off the porch and gone. Because they both want her to have the best prom night ever.
I want to say, you know, fuck Tyler Lockwood, but we're not at season 5 yet. So it is what it is right now. Just putting that out there.
No, we can say fuck Tyler Lockwood.
We don't really like fuck him. Tyler. We haven't liked him from the beginning.
Nope.
No, see, at first, like, I loved him and Caroline as, you know, a couple when he first gets turned into a werewolf and everything. But then, like, he's just too set on his revenge against Klaus and helping
he's
the
like that in
other
every,
hybrids.
His character is always like that in every fucking aspect.
I'm just like,
dude. Yeah, later, too.
And I feel like he doesn't develop or something. Like, his kid.
Past a teenage boy, yeah.
And then we see
he's like always one way.
He is one way. He's very little boy energy. Dude, in the books, his fucking name is Tyler Smallwood, and it makes so much fucking sense.
It really does.
So the next episode after the prom is the Originals episode, where you see the original start, the best spinoff of the series, and it's great. And you see that, like, they're having a baby, and that, like, Klaus is like, let it die. And then he's like, okay, never mind. I want what Marcel has. Every king needs an heir. We're going to stay in New Orleans.
Great introduction.
Yeah. And maybe we'll talk about that soon. But then there's, like, a couple more episodes in the season. And basically, Elena's humanity is, like, coming back on. Because Matt gets killed by Damon with the humanity ring on, and that's how they turn it on. Because Catherine, they even, like, tried to get Catherine to help, and it wasn't happening. And Rebecca ends up apologizing to Matt, and they have some really cute moments. And then, like, all the veil gets dropped. And there's, like, just...
That was great and like not great all at the same time.
Jeremy back from the dead, Cole back from the dead, Alaric back from the dead.
Lexi. I love seeing her and Stefan just get drunk.
Oh no, Mom, am I? Like,
why do people even die in this show? Like, what's the point?
There is none. Only two people's deaths have stuck. Sophie Devereaux and Henry. They're the only two people's deaths who stuck. And then, like, Elena's telling, like, as her humanity's coming back on, Elena's like, I can't apologize because I'll have to feel everything. And I'm like, you sound like fucking Stefano. And it's only open, the veil, like, is only open in the expression triangle.
But she is. She is the female version of him, almost.
Oh, absolutely. That's why they belong together.
No, that's why they don't work.
I mean, sometimes similarities, like, attract each other and work out really well. And sometimes opposites attract, but they did work.
That's why they both love Damon. That's okay. I had to go quiet for a while, if you haven't noticed, because the babies keep getting up.
Oh, that's rough. I'm sorry. They're like, we missed our sisters all day. Where were they?
No, Scott's out getting pull-ups. I had one pull-up left, so Elena keeps getting out of bed to go pee. So
gotcha.
Bloopers.
Right?
I love a blooper reel.
Me too. So Bonnie brings Jeremy back from the dead while the thing's down, and, like, she ends up dying instead. And we have Cole trying to, like, enact, like, revenge on Elena. And we also have Catherine trying to enact revenge on Elena. Everybody just wants to kill Elena. And I'm like, do it. You won't. Do it.
You pussies, you won't kill her. You won't kill
her. They didn't. They still didn't. Even Catherine when she showed died, when the actress was done, they should have killed her. And they still kept her.
I don't know why I said Catherine does it. It wasn't Catherine. It was Rebecca.
Rebecca does what?
Kill her.
Kills who?
Turns her into a vampire. I mean,
yeah, but I'm just saying they don't actually kill her. That's why she's mad that Stefan slept with Rebecca. That's why she's mad, she said. Like, she killed me.
I mean, you're sleeping with the guy that killed your brother.
Dude, and even when she remembers it again, he still goes back and does this. But also, basically, Bonnie's dead, and nobody even knows she's dead. And then Damon got shot with that gun that had fucking werewolf venom in it. And Rick's like, what am I going to do? Cram the fucking thing down his throat, the cure? Or... because Damon's like, I'd rather dive and take the cure. I do not want to be human. I love being a vampire. And
I love that mindset.
Caroline's like, Klaus, you better get your ass here right now. This is not the time to start ignoring me. And then he fucking comes in.
Then he was already on his way. Our psychotic hero.
And he just like flings a fucking graduation cap and cuts off bitch's head. And he doesn't say it until later that he was already on his way. And that's when he says, I was going to offer you, like, a ticket, a one-way ticket to, like, New Orleans, but I knew you wouldn't have done that, so I opted for something that I wasn't going to do.
And then he says the thing.
Tyler is your first love. I intend to be your last, however, on it takes. And I'm just like, okay. I really wish they made them endgame and didn't kill off Klaus, but whatever.
Why give us such an iconic line to not follow through?
I know. Seriously. She was his last. Technically, she was his last. But he was not hers. That we know.
It just hurts my feelings. I feel like personally attacked that they didn't end up together.
Yeah. I think they're definitely one couple in that show that most people can agree, like, they should have been each other's endgame.
Some people hate them. Some people, like, utterly hate them.
I know some people him with Cammy.
Some people don't even think he had feelings for Caroline.
What?
How would you think that there was no feeling?
I have no idea.
But that's just denial right there.
So, like, Tyler's now allowed back to miss the calls. Bonnie, like, the veil is back up. Bonnie's dead, but nobody knows. Jeremy's alive. And it's, like, a miracle. And...
pretending to be Bonnie.
Like, we can't be surprised.
And then, like, no, when they're going to trap, and so Elena admits, like, it was her feelings for Damon are still real. And then we see, like, Lexi just, like, disappear, and then that's when Stefan gets, like, taken by his doppelganger and put into the thing, into the ocean.
So, how come, like, so when his humanity's off, he's like evil, but it's like the same thing with Elena. It doesn't feel right. But when he plays Silas, it's like, oh yeah, he's evil. And it feels like he's supposed really to be evil.
I don't feel like he's, I don't think he's like, I don't know. He plays, I think they're just good actors. I think, like, first of all, I think Paul Wesley is a lot more like Damon in real life than like he is like Stefan. And I think it comes more naturally to him, to be honest. But it's pretty, I liked it.
It's just, I don't know. I was just like, oh shit, you look evil.
Yeah, I think we covered everything, though. Do you guys feel like we missed anything out? We did, like, the five disappearing tattoos.
I think that was everything.
Caroline and Klaus, a little bit of Haley, I guess, with Klaus. Making babies. Making the littlest wolf, and...
with the littlest wolf.
Hope for the future.
I like that. Yeah, and like Rebecca and Matt end up, I think they like go on vacation somewhere. He's like, I keep my life,
yeah,
vampire free too, but this summer he says something stupid, but they like go have fun. But yeah, well, I appreciate you guys for being here.
Thanks for the
thank invite. You for having
I hope
me
you guys have a great night.